This evening we'll be studying Joshua chapter 8.
就我们看到当神在以色列人当中处理掉那些不该有的事情以后，
you see that after God has rid the things that he did not desire from the Israelites,
那神就再一次向约书亚说话。
And once more, God spoke to Joshua.
那我们记得神非常严厉地对付亚干的那一件事。
Now we know that God specifically and clearly dealt with Achan and that particular man.
因为在神眼中看来，神领出埃及的是一个以色列。
Because God, in God's eyes, He clearly sees that He leads only one Israel out of Egypt.
神把应许给的也是给那一个以色列。
And He gave His promise to that same Israel.
将来承受迦南的也是那一个以色列。
And now the Israel that is to attain Canaan is that one Israel.
神从来没有应许以色列人当中的一个人一个人一个人去承受应许。
God has never permitted for an individual or this other individual to attain Canaan.
他是让以色列整体的去承受应许承受产业。
He has always desired for the entire Israel to the entire nation of Israel to have his promise and also have his inheritance. And since this is the case,
那所以当中有人叫以色列给玷污了，那就是整个以色列给玷污了。
If any one individual has made the Israel nation filthy, then the entire nation is considered filthy.
那所以当以色列有了那个玷污的时候，神就不能向以色列说话。
And if since Israel itself has now been stained, God cannot speak to Israel.
那现在处理掉了，神就再说话。
And after he has cleansed the stain, then God again speaks to Israel.
那弟兄们记得，在约书亚记，神是站在元帅的地位上来说话的。
We understand that God stands in the place of the leader of the army as he speaks.
如果我们晓得神用元帅这个身份来向以色列人显明，
and if we understand that God speaks and from the place of the leader of the army in Joshua,
那就比神对他的百姓说话是更严肃。
Then there is more weight that's given to his words as he speaks to them, even more weight than if he was the Lord over his people, speaking to his people.
因为元帅那是军队里头最高的那一个指挥官。
Because the place of the leader of the army is the highest place possible.
You may call it chief commander.
It is a chief place of the chief commander.
那所以那是完全是一个军队的那个组织里头的那一个问题。
So it is entirely this issue of being the chief commander.
那军队是非常着重命令和听从命令。
So what the chief command emphasizes most is an order that is declared and also the obedience to that order.
那没有另外一个选择。
There is no other issue at hand.
命令一下来，我们就是接受。
When the command comes forth, then it needs to be obeyed.
在别的地方也许还可以有商量的余地。
In other places, there might be room for discussion.
但是在军队里头就没有这样的事情。
But in, when a command, when we're talking about commands, there is no place for discussion.
命令一下来。
Once the command comes forth,
那底下的就要听从。
Then the people can must listen.
第十五章记得，在约书亚记的里头，神是以元帅的身份来向他的军队说话。
So God in the book of Joshua stands in the place of the leader of the army, the command, to speak to the army.
所以我说，他是比神对他的百姓说话，在程度上是严肃的多了。
So it is a much more serious matter even than if it was the Lord speaking to his people.
那现在元帅再一次说话。
And now the chief command once again, commander once again speaks.
我们上次提到过，元帅没有说话，以色列人就攻打艾城。
As we had stated last time, previously the commander did not make the command, but the Israelites went ahead and tried to battle Ai.
那所以他没打败。
And therefore they were defeated.
那现在元帅发命令了。
But now the chief commander gave his command.
那他们去攻打就有根据了。
And now they have something to go attack Ai by.
因为他们不是行在自己的意念里。
Because they do not do this according to their own understanding.
乃是行在元帅的命令里。
But rather they attack by the command of the commander.
那么神对约书亚怎么说呢？
Now what did God say to Joshua?
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
也不要惊惶。
And do not be discouraged.
那这两句话。
Now these two particular verses.
我们必须要留意，那是在爱城失败所留下的阴影。
These are the words that the shadow of, are in the shadow of the defeat of Ai.
以色列人从来没有打败仗啊，出埃及以后。
The Israelites had never been defeated in any of their battles after they left Egypt.
那是头一次给人打败。
This was the very first time that they were defeated.
也是头一次有死亡的记录。
This is the first time when death came upon their members.
是对他们来说是太震惊了。
So for them, they were became much too anxious, filled with.They were too nervous.
那所以神说，你不要怕。
So that's why they said, God said, do not be afraid.
你也不要慌。
Do not be discouraged.
前几天的事情是前几天的事。
What happened days ago was days ago.
现在我告诉你说，不要怕，不要慌。
But now I tell you, do not be afraid, do not be afraid.
因为上一次你走在自己的路上
Because last time you walked upon your own path
现在你是走在我要你走的路上
This time you will be walking the path that I want you to walk
那我要你走在我走的路上那就是说我是陪着你在走的
And when I tell you to walk upon my path That means that I will accompany you as you go
所以你不必怕也不必慌
So do not be afraid and do not be discouraged
你现在起来
Arise
率领一切的兵丁，注意一切的兵丁。
And declare to all the army. Notice that is all the army.
就这里记得吗？上一次他们说三千人就够了。
Do you remember last time they said that? Oh, well, 3,000 people will be sufficient to defeat them.
那现在神说一切的兵丁。
But now God is saying, take the entire army.
那一切的兵丁是多少
？Now how much?How many are there in the whole army?
六十几万呢?
There are 600,000.
那用六十几万去打艾城?
There's more than 600,000 and they're using this number to fight Ai.
原来估计是三千人就可以解决了。
Initially, the report was that they can defeat the, people by 3,000.
现在让全军都出动。
But now the entire army was to arise and to fight.
那究竟艾城有多少人?
Now, in actuality, how many people were in Ai?
我们看底下那个数字。
Now, we take a look at the count that is ahead.
25节。
In verse 25.
连男带女只不过一万二千人。
It says that there were only 12,000 men and women in Ai.
就是艾城全城的人呢。
That's all of the people in Ai.
那连男带女只一万二千人。
There is only 12,000 men and women.
难怪他们说三千人就可以解决。
No wonder the reports came back that said that only 3,000 would be sufficient to defeat them.
因为在一万二千人的里边，把老的、孩子、妇女除掉，恐怕也真的只有两三千兵丁。
If you take away all the old, older people, all the women, all the children, from the 12,000, maybe there would have been left maybe some odd thousand men.
你说有三千人就可以解决。
So possibly that 3,000 of an army would be able to defeat them.
那现在要全军出动啊。
But now the whole army was to, move.
人海战术了。
Oh, what a waste of manpower.
Strategy.
Utilizing a great amount of manpower to do the job.
那这个艾城一定是要给马杀来的。
Then for sure, AI would be defeated.
但是我们看比赛他们整个交战的那个情况。
But if we look at the whole scope of what was to happen,
没有用尽这六十几万的兵力。
They did not utilize the 600,000 plus men.
实在结战的也是其中的一小部分而已。
Is only a small portion that actually battled AI.
但是我们要注意的就是，神为什么要叫他们一切的兵丁都要出来。
But what we need to take notice is why God told the entire army to prepare.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
这又回到我们在第七章里边所提到的那一个问题了。
Now this comes back to the question that was at hand in chapter 7.
因为征战是整体的。
Because battle is for the whole nation.
如同承受应许是整体的。
And it is the whole nation that have been given the promise.
Sinister,
同时他们被造也是整体的。
Similarly, it is the entire nation that was called.
虽然是少数的部队在前面打仗，
even though it was only a small portion that actually was in battle at the front,
但是整个以色列是同心在那一个征战的里头。
But the entire nation must be in one accord in regards to that battle.
那我们在这里看到，神一直让神的百姓学习同心进入神的应许。
You see that God continues to push for the entire nation to be of one accord, to be of to be of one as they enter into the promised land.
如同现今的教会，神也是让众人要看见神是拣选我们做一个整体来去承受神的产业。
Just as in the church today, that God desires for individuals to realize that it is in the plan of God for the entire church to enter into the promise and enter into the promised land of God.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank our God.
这样的一个安排在人看来好像是很难想象的。
Even though this arrangement appears quite difficult to understand from man's perspective,
何必用那么许多的人力呢？
Why utilize such great manpower?
神不是重在那一个人力要摆上多少。
God does not focus on how many individuals are actually placed out to be put out.
神所注意的是所有蒙拣选蒙召的人都是同一个心意。
What God desires and emphasizes most is that all who have been received His grace be of one accord.
那所以神就说一切的兵丁。
And so that's why God says for the whole army, the entire
army. 你上次说 3000就够了, 现在我说,
Last time you said that 3,000 would be sufficient. This time I'm telling you it's the whole army.
那弟兄们记住,
Brothers and sisters, take note that this is a, there is a question here.
以上还有一个问号, 我们带回一块来看。
There is a question and we must there is another question to come which we will cover.
那神说了你要和一切的兵丁起来。
God says take the whole army with you.
我已经把爱城的王和他的民他的城并他的地都交在你手里了。
I've already delivered into your hands the king of Ai and his people and his city and his land.
弟兄们你看到没有?
Brothers and sisters, do you see already?
好像是出去打仗。
It appears that they are preparing to enter into battle.
实际上是叫他们从神手里头去接收这一个得胜的果实。
In fact, it is merely to tell them to accept, to receive from God's hand this already prepared victory.
因为神说我已经把王、人、地
Because God tells them that I've already given to you the king, the city, the land.
所以从这我们看到，这里所安神那个命令的安排，去打仗是小事，去承受神所做的是大事。
So we see that in God's command, the is much less emphasized. The emphasis is much less on actually going out into battle, but much more emphasized on you receiving and accepting what God has already done.
那然后神就说,
and so then God says, you shall do to Ai and his king as you did to Jericho and its king.
只是城外所夺的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的乐物。
Except that you can carry off their plunder and livestock for yourself.
好了，第二个问题出来了。
Now the second question now arises.
待爱城的王像待耶利哥王一样。
You shall do to the king of Ai just as you did to the king of Jericho.
待爱城的人。 跟像对待耶利哥的人一样。
You shall deal with the people of Ai just as you deal with the people of Jericho.
但是有一件事情不一样。
But there's just one exception.
他说爱城的财物你们就可以留为自己。
That you can keep for yourself the plunder from Ai.
问题就在这里。
Now the question arises.
为什么耶利哥不行？
Why couldn't they do that with Jericho?
为什么爱城就行?
Why do it with Ai?
那我们问这个问题乃是因为有亚干的事情。
Now we ask this question precisely because of what had happened with Achan.
如果没有亚干的事情，那这个事情就显得并不那样突出了。
If the incident with Achan did not happen, then this would not be an issue at all.
但是在耶利哥按亚干一个人 就弄出那样严厉的结果。
But in the matter of Jericho, there was just one person who was Achan who brought about this serious consequence.
只不过是一件衣服，两白色克勒银子，一条五十色克勒的金子，就是那么许多。
It was merely for the sake of a one robe and 200 shekels of silver and a gold, a piece of gold worth 50 shekels.
那就把整个以色列人的心都弄到惊慌起来。And
it caused for the, even the entire attitude, the heart of the people to be swayed.
但是这爱城却是说你们可以拿。
But now they come to Ai and God says that they can take whatever they want.
随意拿。
You can take as much as they want.
你看到什么好，你能拿到手里的，那就是你的。
Whatever you see, if you are able to hold on to it, then it becomes yours.
所以那个问题就出来了。
So then the question arises.
为什么在耶利哥不能？
Why couldn't they do that in Jericho?
那为什么在爱城能？
Why can they do that?
也许你说耶利哥是人是坏一点。
You might say, well, the people in Jericho was a little bit more wicked.
但是爱城的人也一样。
But actually the people of Ai were the same.
因为我们在比上, 爱城的人全给, 全要杀光啊。
Because if you see what happened at the end, that the entire people, the entire city was burnt down.
那就跟耶利哥一样啊?
It's exactly the same as Jericho.
坏是人坏啊, 不是物坏啊。
Well, what's wicked would be man that's wicked. It's not the place that's wicked. It's not the material that's wicked.
那就这,所以问题就这样产生了?
So then the question comes up.
为什么耶利哥可以?
Why could they do that in
Ahab? 为什么在这里不可以?
Why couldn't they do that here?
弟兄姊妹们,我们记得。
Now, brothers and sisters, we understand.
这是元帅的命令。
This is the command from the chief commander.
既然是元帅的命令,你就不要问为什么。
Since this is the command from the chief commander, you do not need to ask why.
你只是在那里接受这个命令就是。
You just accept this command.
那弟兄姊妹,你看到没有?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
从出埃及开始,
from leaving from exiting Egypt,
经过旷野,
passing through the wilderness,
渡过约旦河,
passing or crossing the Jordan River,
进到迦南地,
and entering into Canaan,
那么长的路程的上面,
from that long stretch of road,
神是每天在那里领着他的百姓去学顺服的功课。
That God continuously, day in and day out, try to teach His people to be obedient.
让他们在顺服的功课上越过越深入，越过越踏实。
So that in terms of the lessons of obedience, that they enter into deeper and higher levels and scopes of learning.
对他们说，耶利哥你们就是不能，在这里你们可以。
And so now, God tells them, you cannot do that in Jericho, but you can do this in Ai.
你要问为什么，神说不必问。
If you ask why, God says, do not ask why.
这是命令。
This is a command.
那就够了。
That's sufficient.
弟兄姊妹们，神儿女们在神的面前要学习的功课，就是学这一样。
Now, brothers and sisters, the children of God, the lesson that the children of God must learn before God is exactly the same.
顺服的功课不是你明白了是什么原因你才接受。
The lesson of obedience does not require for anyone first to understand the command before being obedient to it.
顺服的功课乃是不管你明白还是不明白。 你都从主的手里面接过来。
The lessons of obedience means that regardless of whether or not you understand why, that you just merely accept it from the Lord's hand.
当你接过来以后,
and once you receive it,
神也许就让你知道是为什么。
Then God naturally will reveal to you why.
在没有进入 那个顺服的实际的以前,
before you actually come to learn this lesson of obedience,
神不一定告诉你为什么要这样。
God may not inform you of why this is so.
神让亚伯拉罕献以撒就没有告诉他为什么。
God did not reveal to Abraham the reasons why he had to offer up his son Isaac.
神让约瑟给卖到埃及去, 神也没有告诉他为什么。
God did not reveal to Jacob why he was sold to Joseph, why he was sold into Egypt.
那就是我们看到在圣经里面许多许多在神面前实在在顺服上面满足神的人。
In the Bible we can find many characters who were obedient to a point that they satisfied God.
他们都是明白固然顺服, 不明白也顺服。
And in each and every case, we realize that they were obedient when they knew the reasons why, but they were just as obedient when they did not know the reasons why.
那现在神领以色列人已经到了迦南地啊。And
now God has led the Israelites into Canaan.
我们看到这第八章末了的时候，我们就很明确的看见神的那一个安排。
And at the end of chapter 8, we can see clearly God's arrangement.
因为到了第八章的时候,
because when we come to chapter
8,
they have already defeated the city of Ai.
那, 攻下爱城以后, 那, 耶稣亚就向以色列人宣告律法。
After they have defeated the city of Ai, then it's at that time that Joshua reads to them the law.
当然，在出埃及记、利未记、申命记已经宣告过律法了。
Even though from Exodus to Numbers to Deuteronomy, God has already spoken of the law.
那为什么在约书亚这里又来宣告律法呢？
Then why is it that Joshua once more has to read the law to the people?
这里所宣告的和以前所宣告的没有两样，那为什么要宣告呢？
If what is spoken at this time is not different from what was spoken of before, then why did they have to do that again now?
那因为这一次的宣告是带着祝福和咒诅的那一个承诺在这里。
Because this time, the reading of the law this time follows after the blessing, the reactions to the blessings and the curses that has come.
那为什么我们在这里就看到这样的一些事情？
Now, as we come to this point, we can understand.
因为待会我再和弟兄姊妹重复提一下。
Later on, we will once more go over this.
那然后神就告诉以色列人要怎么攻取爱城。
Now, let's go back, and God tells the Israelites how they are to go about to attack Ai.
他说，你们要在城后设下伏兵。
God tells them that they are to set an ambush behind the city.
那所以，当时以色列人就选取了三万人。
So then the Israelites chose 30,000 fighting men.
进入战场的。
To set out the ambush,
to enter into
the battlefield.
那其余的人，那三万还剩下63万多啊，那么他们是做后勤部队。
Now, there's 600,000 minus the 30,000, then who was the second dairy line?
那么在这三万人的里头
，but in this 30,000。
他又在当中挑选了5000人。
They selected 5,000 from the 30,000.
埋伏在那一个爱城的后面。
That they lay out an ambush behind the city.
那这样这个安排就做好了。
And so after this, so then this arrangement was made.
然后神就告诉他们说，
And then God spoke to them.
你们明天去引诱那些爱城的人出来打仗。
That tomorrow you are to go and to entice the people of Ai out to battle with you.
你们一击仗就假装给打败。
Once the Ai people come to encounter you in battle, then you are to retreat as if you are pulling away.
那把他们引出城来。
To lure them out.
那然后那个伏兵就进城。
And then the first line then would enter from the back.
those behind the city would then come out and enter the city.
And
then 然后就放火把那个城烧掉。
And then to burn down the city.
那个当时的那个战术就是这样。
And so overall, that's the scheme.
那第二天早晨。
So the next morning,
爱城的王看见以色列的军队已经摆在城门外了。
The king of Ai saw that the entire that they saw the Israelites in situated in battle.
那他就把那个他的军队也带出来，就攻打，就跟以色列人打仗。
And so he led his people out to encounter them in battle.
一碰头，以色列人就退了。
And once as they encountered, then the Israelites retreated.
那结果，爱城的人就以为以色列人不过就是这样的一个纸老虎。
The people of Ai must have thought that the Israelites people were such Now, brothers and sisters, take notice of this.
17.
That there was not one man who remained in Ai or Bethel who did not go after Israel.
不仅是爱城的人去追赶以色列人。
And not only were did the people of Ai chase after the Israelites,
连伯特利的人也都出来追赶。
Even the people of Bethel came out to chase
after Israel.
You realize that Ai and Bethel are very close. In actuality, it was two cities. The Israelites are attacking Ai.
伯特利的人看见爱城的人打败以色列，他们也要出来对付以色列人。
And the people of Bethel could see that the people of Ai were defeating the Israelites. So then the people of Bethel also came out to deal with the Israelites.
那我们先掌握这个情况。
Now let's first look at this circumstance. Yes.
因为怎么这是神叫他们去攻打的是爱城。
God has informed the people of Israel to attack Ai.
没有去野那个伯特利。
They were not to have any dealings with Bethel.
那虽然现在伯特利人出来对付参加到那个爱城人的当中去对付以色列人。
But now the people of Bethel have joined in the people join in with the people of Ai to deal with the Israelites.
那以色列人就很可能有这个想法。
Now that for the Israelites, they may have this thinking.
你伯特利人那样可恨啊。
The people, you people of Bethel are so despicable.
我没有去动你, 你来动我。
We didn't even do anything to you, but now you're dealing with us harshly.
那好得很。
Okay.
今天一并把你解决掉。
Today we will take care of you too.
但是弟兄姊妹你看。
The brothers and sisters,
按理来说是可以这样做。
Logically, you could do that.
因为他们很接近，接近到差不多就是连在一起。
They are because they are in such close proximity that they can be considered together.
弟兄姊妹，你从后面的地图里就看见。
If you look at the map in the back of the Bible,
并不看地图，看见是文字，你也知道。
Even if you don't look at the maps, if you just look at the context, you will realize that.
不过在中文圣经里头，那个爱城呢，它不写爱，写成埃及的埃了。In
the Chinese characters, the word Ai is written as
Egypt.
The character that also is
in the map.
In the map, just close to the character for that stands for Egypt. If you look at it, you see that the two cities are very, very close. Is filled with meaning.
我们如果不注意这一件事情，我们就不会留意到。 神在这一场征战的里边第二次说话。
If we are not careful in our study, then we will not see the words of that God speaks a second time.
那18节你就看见元帅第二次发命令。In
verse 18, it is God who gives a second command.
照理是不需要发这个命令。
In actuality, God didn't have to give that command. Because the entire battle plan of fighting Ai was already completed. But now there was a new incident that has occurred. How are they to deal with this new development? Well, God speaks the second time. It tells Joshua,
虽然这里没有明明地说,
even though this does not say it in precise terms,
但是我们知道是这样,
but we know that it is true.
神好像告诉以色列人, 你不要管伯特利,
it appears that God is telling the Israelites, don't worry about the people of
Bethel.
Just concentrate on Ai.
你就是对付爱城就对
了。Ai, and that was right. That is all that's correct.
我们从从这里还也能找出一个证明来的十二章。
If we go to chapter 12,
那十二章从第七节开始。
Beginning in verse 7.
那是按照那个次序来记录以色列人所征服的那个王和他的地。
In exact order, it is a recording of the kings or the cities that the Israelites have overcome.
什么时候才打败伯得利王呢？
When does it record a victory over the king of Bethel?
十六节。
You see, it's in verse 16.
用着你看，晚多了。
You see that there are many kings. It's much later that it records this.
什么时候拿下那个爱城呢？
But when did it record the king of Ai?
那我们看第九节，我就看到了。
We see that in verse 9.
一个是耶利哥，一个是靠近伯得利的爱城王。
It says the king of Jericho won, and then the king of Ai near Bethel.
说得很清楚。
It's very clear.
爱城就是靠近耶利哥，就是靠近伯得利。
That Ai is in close proximity to Bethel.
但是并没有在攻打爱城的时候也顺手拿下伯得利。
But they did not deal with an attack and gain victory over Bethel. At the same time or as a byproduct of gaining victory over Ai.
一直到十六节才去攻打伯得利。
It's not until verse 16 you see that they attacked Bethel.
那这里又有一个事情我们要注意。
Now this is another matter that requires our attention.
神发元帅发这个命令。
God gives the second command.
是不让他们分散他们的目标
so that they would their purpose would not be scattered
而他们只是要专一的去完成元帅那一次的命令
so that they would concentrate solely on being obedient to that first command
因为这就是一个非常非常严肃的问题啊
this is an extremely serious and solemn matter.
世界人喜欢捡便宜。
The people of this world loves to do things the easy way.
神的儿女也常常喜欢同样的去做。
And the children of God oftentimes would like to do things the easy way too.
但是神不喜欢神儿女们这样。
But God does not desire for His children to do things in this way.
神要让神的儿女们学习专一的来跟随他和接受他的安排。
God delights in having His children learn to be obedient to His words and what God has arranged.
那我们读罗马书十二章的时候
When we read Romans chapter 12,
我们就看到一个很有意思的事
We see that there is a very meaningful thing that's recorded
开头就是讲到神儿女们向神奉献自己
In the beginning it tells you that the children of God should offer themselves up as living sacrifices
然后在奉献这个基础上面就进入侍奉
And then in this offering then theyenter into serving
那么在服侍的时候
and then when they serve
那里一直在提
it tells us then
怎样的就专一怎样怎样的就专一怎样
how they are to proceed from one point to another how they are to be so minded, single minded in whatever capacity they are serving.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个忠义的原则,
this principle of being single minded,
在这次攻打爱城的时候, 很有意思的出现,
very meaningfully comes out here in this battle that we see here.
他们可以攻打伯得利,
they could have attacked Bethel as well. But God did not permit for them to do so. God only wanted them to concentrate on Ai.
感谢赞美主,
praise and thank our Lord.
顺服实在是神在不住地在那里对付人, 天然里面的, 各种各样, 不够跟上神心意的事物。
Obedience is something that God continues to deal with in man. Something.
Everything. Unsuitable.
To deal with each and everything that is unsuitable before him, to remove that from man.
弟兄们，这是真是很有意思。
Brothers and sisters, this is very meaningful.
因为这种想法,
because this type of thinking,
在人看来都是对的。
From man's perspective, is also correct. Why don't they just in one stroke deal with the deal with Bethel as well? We thank our God. God desires for us to learn this lesson of being single-minded. If this is the case, then this is the case.
神把你摆在哪个岗位，你就在哪个岗位上面专一的服侍主。
If God places you in one particular circumstance, then in that one particular circumstance, you should be single-minded in serving Him.
神让你在某一件事上服侍他，你就忠心在某一件事上服侍他。
If God places you in this other service, then you should be single-minded in serving Him in that service.
你不是羡慕别的弟兄姊妹们的恩赐。
Do not envy the gift that is given to another member of the body.
别的弟兄姊妹所有的是神给他们的那一份。
Whatever the other brothers and sisters have, it has been granted to them by God.
我所有的是神给我的那一份。
What I have is what God has granted me.
弟兄姊妹们不能代替我，我也不能代替弟兄姊妹。
Other brothers and sisters cannot take my place, and I cannot take the place of other brothers and sisters.
神就是让我们每一个人都学习专一的，在神所托付的那一点上来忠心服侍。
God desires for us to be single-minded in that one particular matter that God has given us responsibility over.
让我们感谢赞美主。
We thank Him. Praise our Lord.
所以在上面所看见的，以色列人所对付的都是爱城的人。
So we see that what transpires is that the Israelite people dealt strictly with the people of Ai.
提也没有提伯得利。
It didn't even mention Bethel.
都是提爱城怎样给以色列人攻下，爱城的人怎样给以色列人杀掉。
It only mentions Ai specifically, how Ai dealt with the Israelites. How they captured Ai specifically.
所以我们留意，元帅第二次说的话就对约书亚这样说。
So we see that the second command from God was spoken to Joshua.
你向爱城伸出你手里的短枪。
Hold out towards Ai the javelin that is in your hand.
神没有告诉他，你身上爱城，也同时指上伯得利，没有。God
did not tell Joshua, hold out your javelin towards Ai and all.
神只是告诉他，指着爱城。God
told him just point towards Ai.
我要把这个城交在你手里。I
will give this, I will deliver the city over to you.
哪一个城呢？
Which city?
就是爱城。It's
just Ai.
感谢主。
Thanks be to God.
约书亚就向爱城伸手。
And so Joshua held out his hand towards Ai.
那以色列的军队的人就按照他们所部署的来攻进爱城去了。
And so the men of Israel then rose quickly and rushed towards Ai.
那么结果爱城的人一看不得了。
And so as a result, the people of Ai looked and it was to their misfortune.
他们回头走。
And so they tried to retreat.
但是那些进了城放了火的人又出来拦住他们。
But the people who set the city on fire, the Israelites who already set the city on fire, then came out from the city.
原来引诱他们出城的人又回过头来来攻打他们。
And the Israelites who were once retreating from the people of Ai turned and headed towards, directly towards them as well.
那么结果就把爱城的人全都解决掉了。
And so then, as a result, all the people of Ai were destroyed.
有一件事情我想弟兄姊妹们要留意了。
There's one matter that I would like for brothers and sisters to take notice of.
那爱城这一次的攻下
This, the defeat of the people of Ai,
究竟攻打了多少时间呢？
In this defeat of the people of Ai, how long did it actually take?
大概不到半天吧。
I'm sure it's approximately less than half a day.
很快就解决了。
Very quickly the result came.
但是不管怎么快。
But regardless of how quickly.
一个小时两个小时起码要有的。
One hour, two hour, at least that long.
那我提这个问题出来做什么呢？
Now why do I raise this question?
兄弟，你读这里你就知道了。
If you read here, then you will know.
26节。
In verse 26.
约书亚没有收回手里所伸出来的短枪，直到把爱城一切的居民进行杀灭。
Verse 26, it says, For Joshua did not draw back the hand that held out his javelin,until he had destroyed all who lived in Ai.
那就是当以约书亚把那一根短枪一伸出来作为一个命令发布的时候。
And now, if Joshua extended his hand, his javelin towards Ai as a symbol of the command that was given,
他就一直伸着手。
Then he extended his hand and left it there.
一直伸着手对着爱城。
He continued to extend his hand towards Ai.
一直到爱城整个的解决。
Until the entire city was destroyed.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
累不累啊？
Wouldn't it be tiring?
你试试看。
You try it.
你不必拿着短枪。
You don't have, even have to hold up the spear or javelin. Just empty handed, just extend your hand.
你就伸出来一个小时不动。
Extend your hand out without moving it for 1 hour.
如果一个小时不够瘾的话，那就伸够两个小时。
If 1 hour doesn't seem much of a challenge to you, then extend it for 2.
你就知道那个味道。
Then you will know the feeling.
但弟兄姊妹们，约书亚在这一次的战役的里边就是这样。
But brothers and sisters, Joshua in this battle did do that.
因为这个是元帅的命令。
Because this was the command from the chief commander.
手中的短枪向着爱城。
Extend your hand with the javelin towards Ai.
Oh, 感谢主。
Oh, thanks be to the Lord.
约书亚在这里活出一个非常宝贝的榜样。
That Joshua lived out as an example, a very wonderful example.
他就接受神这一个命令。
He accepted God's command.
一直等到这一次战斗的任务完毕。
Until the entire mission was completed.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
有哪一件事情和这个事情有点相近呢？
Where is there another incident that is similar to this incident?
我们读过了。
We've already studied it.
那是摩西在山上举手。
It's when Moses was standing on top of the hill and he held out his hand.
同一个原则。
And the principle is the same.
同一个原则。
The principle is exactly the same.
摩西那里是举手，重在仰望神。
Moses lifted up his hand to seek after God.
约书亚这一次举出手来，乃是重在顺服神。
This time, Joshua extended his hand to obey God.
摩西的是仰望。
In Moses' case, it was to seek towards.
因为在摩西那一次以色列人跟亚玛力人打仗的时候，神事先没有什么应许。
Because prior to the battle between the Israelites and the Amalek, at that particular time, God did not tell them anything.
那所以他一直要仰望。
And so Moses had to continually seek for God.
现在呢，神已经发出了应许。
But now the situation was that God has already given his command.
那就不是仰望的问题，而是顺服的问题。
So the issue is not seeking after him, but the issue is to be obedient to him.
但是原则是一样。
But the principle is still the same.
向着神。
Towards God.
看神做成他要做的事。
To see that God will accomplish what he has arranged to accomplish.
那么这一场战争结束了。
Now after this battle is completed,
爱神的王也杀了。
And the king of Ai was killed.
他们把爱神的王的尸首挂在树上来示众了。
They hung the king of Ai on a tree.
但是我们看到有一件事情。
But then we see a matter at
hand. 到日落的时候。
At sunset.
他们就把爱神王的尸首拿下来丢到城外去埋葬了。
Then they took the body of the king down from the tree and threw it down at the city gate and they put a pile of rocks over it.
那这个事好像是小事。
Now, it appears that this is a minor detail.
但是当我们知道神的律法的话，
But if we know the law of God,
那我们就看到了约书亚这个时候灵里头的那个敏锐就恢复了。
We then realized that for Joshua, his sensitivity towards God was enhanced.
虽然是那样微小的一些事,
that even though it was such a minor detail,
他没有忽略,
he was not confused.
因为在生命记里边有这样的提说,
because in Deuteronomy, it points out,
利未记里头先提,
after it was first mentioned in Leviticus.
不能让尸首留在地树的那个地上，只等到日落。
Do not permit for any corpse to be laid out after sunset.
免得玷污那个地。
Lest it contaminate that place.
我弟兄姊妹们，这是律法里边的一条，也许是小小的一条。
Brothers and sisters, this is one of the laws that was given, even though it's a small one.
但是内容不小嘞。
But the substance is not minor.
因为神让他们知道不能允许死亡在神的应许地上显露了。
Because
what
God wants to reveal to them is they should not allow death to remain in his promised land.
那所以神就让他们日落以前一定要把那个尸首拿下来。
So then God directed them that they would take down the corpse before sunset.
到了主耶稣的时候。
Until we come to the time of Jesus,
犹太人对这一方面就远远不及约书亚他们那个时候了。
The people of Jewish people did not hear to what Joshua and the people then did.
主耶稣钉十字架的时候，他们也是把主的尸首和那些强盗的尸首拿下来。
At the time of the Lord's crucifixion, the Israelites took down the Lord's body and also the body of the two robbers.
但是他们不是因为日落的缘故而拿下来。
But they did not do it because that it was sunset.
而是因为第二天是安息日。
But rather because the next day was to be the Sabbath day.
他们不让安息日里头有尸首在那里挂着。
And because they could not allow dead corpse to be hanging on Sabbath day.
一个程度上就差远了。
So you see that the degrees are very different.
那也就是说，如果不是 安息日的话，那主耶稣那个尸首，那个还要在那里挂在哪里？
If it wasn't going to be the Sabbath day, the next day, then the body of the Lord would have been left up on the cross.
感谢神。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣让他们经历了爱城的那一次的失败。
After Joshua and the people experienced the defeat of Achan,
在顺服神的事上有了进步。
That then they made progress in terms of being obedient to the Lord.
那爱城的战争结束了以后。
Now after this was done.
那就约书亚就带着以色列人做了一件事。
Then Joshua brought the Israelites together to do one thing.
做什么事呢？
What did they do?
就领着以色列人到以巴路山那里去筑了一个坛。
He led the people of Israel to Mount Ebal to build an altar.
筑坛是用没有动过铁器的整个石头筑的。
And the altar was made with uncut stones.
前几年，他们考古学家说是在那里已经发现这一个坛了。
Several years ago, archaeologists was able to excavate land and found this type of altar.
这次我没有机会到那里。
Unfortunately, I did not get the opportunity to go to those places when I went to Israel.
我看到了。
But I have seen the pictures.
好像报纸上也登过了。
It also had appeared in the newspaper.
他们也用没有动过石头的那个动过铁器的石头，乃是根据，又是根据律法上的定规。
The fact that they use uncut stones, also was in adherence to the law.
当然用属灵的原则来看，那是说你到神的面前，你只是带着你的本相去就对了。
According to spiritual principle, it is that when we come before God, we come before Him bringing just ourselves.
你不必再有什么装饰。
You do not need to make yourself up in any way.
一切的装饰都是虚假的。
Whatever make up that you might have, all of it is means for naught.
只是带着本相到神面前去，那是这个是蒙怜悯的一个很大的根据。
That if you just come just as you are, then that is a very precious matter as under grace.
那我们看。从他们现在以色列人只是攻下耶利哥和那个爱城。
Here at this point in time, the Israelites have defeated Ai and also Jericho.
那么从这两个地方去到以巴路山。
Now, from these two places to come to now Mount Ebal.
有一段的路程。
It requires them to travel quite a distance.
那些地方还没有给以色列人攻下来的。
And the land that they traveled was not land that the Israelites have already conquered.
还是在迦南人手里的。
It was still the land of the Canaanites.
因为你从后面的那个地图上，你就可以看见他们大概的那个距离。
From the map in the back, you can see somewhat.And you can tell somewhat of the idea of how long the distance is.
还没有攻下来的地方，你就跑到那个地方去筑坛。
They were to go to build an altar, but they were to build it in a place that they had not yet even conquered.
这太冒险嘛。
How risky.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
这个是又是神的吩咐。
This also is the command of God.
在申命记里边就说了。
And Deuteronomy tells you.
你们进到迦南地。
You are to enter into Canaan.
你们就要到以巴路山跟基利心山那里去宣告咒诅和宣告祝福。
You are to go to Mount Ebal and the Mount Gerizim to offer up
and declare
to declare the blessings and the curses.
这是主的命令。
This is the command of the Lord.
他们已经进到迦南地了。
They have already entered Canaan.
他们已经拿下耶利哥，又拿下了爱城。They
have acquired Jericho and they have acquired Ai.
虽然迦南地还没有征服,
even though they have not yet dealt completely with the land of Canaan,
连这个要出坛的地方也没有征服。
And they did not deal yet with the land, the people or the land where they are supposed to build the altar.
但是神既然是这样吩咐, 我们就这样跟从。
But since God has declared this, then we just need to follow it.
那他们就这样去了。
And so then they went.
他们去到那里的时候,
and when they arrived,
那还是又会去的。
They brought the Ark of the Covenant.
那么到了那个地方,
and as they came to that place,
那以色列人的长老、首领、官长,
all the elders, the officials of the Israelites and the judges,
不管是本地人或是寄居在哪里的,
whether it be the aliens or the citizens there,
他们都对着这个约柜来站立。
They stood facing the Ark of the Covenant.
而他们的那个方向是一边的人是对着以巴路山，另一批人是对着基利心山。
And their position was that half of the people stood facing Mount Ebal, and half of the people stood facing Mount Gerizim.
那然后那 耶稣雅就把摩西所写的律法就写在石头上。
And then Joshua inscribed the words of Moses upon the rocks.
然后就宣告祝福和咒诅。
And then they spoke of the blessings and the curses.
怎么宣告法呢?
How did they read this?
我们要是回到那个生命记去，你就看到了。
When we come back to Deuteronomy, then we will see it.
主要是宣告那十条诫命。
Primarily, it is to list out the Ten Commandments.
那里有人宣告出来了。
And they would say that someone would declare this.
是祝福的。
This is a blessing.
百姓们就答应说阿们。
And then the entire people would respond and say Amen.
宣告是咒诅的。
And if it's declared that this is a curse,
百姓们也同样的说阿们。
The entire people similarly would say Amen.
那这些律法上的话,
now in terms of the law,
那都写在那里的石头,
it was also inscribed onto the stone.
我们要记得一件事,
now we need to take notice,
现在他们是已经站在迦南地了。
They already stand in the land of Canaan.
他们既然是站在迦南地,
and even though they stand in the land of Canaan,
也就是说他们开始承受迦南地了。
You could say that they have begun to attain the land of Canaan.
虽然那个时候他们还没有全得迦南,
even though they have not yet completely conquered the land of Canaan, but one day they will attain the entire land of Canaan.
但是神不是要他们去得迦南,
but God does not just want for them to acquire Canaan.
神是要他们永久保有迦南。
He wants for them to continuously maintain, permanently occupy and maintain Canaan.
那他们怎么可以永久的 享有迦南?
How can they permanently occupy Canaan?
生命记那里就说了,
in Deuteronomy it tells them,
你们必须谨守遵行我的律例, 那个诫命律例典章。
You must adamantly keep my laws, my statutes, and my ordinances.
神说这个话一再一再的说了好多遍。
God repeated these words again and again in many places.
神给他们也安排了好些个动作。
And God arranged for them to complete many tasks.
比方说他们额上要带着经文。
For example, they would have to have a headband on.
手上要带着经文。
They would have to also have the law inscribed onto a band around their arm.
他们的衣服上面也带着经文。
And the law would be also recorded onto their clothing.
那还有一件事情很重要的，就是说他们在以巴路山上面来明确的把神的律法立在哪里。
And then one more thing that they were to do was that very clearly and specifically that upon the Mount Ebal that they are to clearly inscribe or to leave the law of God there.
这样一来以色列人就不能推却说我不知道神的律法。
Because after this then the Israelites have no excuse that they did not know God's law.
他们都知道。
Each of them know God's law.
那因此
And so,
神就让他们非常严肃地来接受一次的宣告。
God wanted, allowed them to very seriously make this declaration.
目的乃是要叫他们恒久地活在神的应许地。
The purpose being that they would then be able to permanently dwell in the promised land of God.
我们感谢主。
Thanks be to the Lord.
在这里两次提到这样的事。
That it is recorded twice here.
上个四节。
Verse 34.
约书亚将律法上诸符咒诅的话照着律法书上一切所写的都宣读了一遍。
That afterwards Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law.
那三十五节第一句末了的一句。
And then verse 35, once more it tells you.
但这是中文，英文我不知道是不是。摩西所吩咐的一切话，约书亚没有一句不宣读的。
That there was not a word of what Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly.
Oh, 这是把所有神的百姓都带到一个完全接受神的权柄的那一个事实的里头。
So that it brought the entire congregation of Israel to enter into to submit under the authority of God.
很有意思。
Very meaningfully.
那宣读的时候是祝福和咒诅的话都宣读。
That include the women and
no, 宣读的时
候 that the words were read at a time that it was declared.
Including curse and
yeah, including the curses. At the time that the words were read, it included the blessing and the curses.
但是当他们宣告的时候呢？
But when they declared, made the declaration.
我看从要看看哪一个，三十三节。
Verse
33。以色列众人，无论是本地人，是寄居的和长老、官长并审判官，都站在约柜两旁，在抬约柜的、抬耶和华约柜的祭司利未人面前。一半对着基利新山，一半对着以巴路山，为以色列民祝福，正如耶和华仆人摩西先前所吩咐的。
We've just read verse 33, emphasizing where it says, when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel.
那宣告的是咒诅和祝福。
What was read?What was declared was the blessings and the curses.
但是实际做的是做神的祝福。
But what was instructed, given was the blessing of God to the people.
没有咒诅。
There was no curses.
稀奇吗？
Isn't that
明明是要宣告咒诅和祝福,
very clearly it included blessings and curses in the law.
但是站在约柜的面前, 神给他们所听见的是祝福,
but when they stood before the Ark of the Covenant, what they heard declared were just the blessings.
那这样整段的话, 我们看起来,
and now from the whole,
我们就看到神的那个心思,
that we are able to see the heart of God.
在神的心意里,
in God's heart desire,
他永远愿意把祝福给人,
He wholly desires to grant the blessings to the His people.
神永远不愿意看见咒诅在人中间发生,
He wholly disdain that curses would come upon His people.
但是神的心意是这样,
however, although God's heart was this way,
若是要这个神心意成就的话,
if His words are to become factual,
必须有人的配合,
if His desires were to become factual, it must require for man to work together with Him.
那也就是说, 那些人必须是要配得祝福的人,
it means then that the people of God must become worthy of the blessings.
但是怎么只能接受祝福,不接受咒诅呢?
So then how can you be worthy of the blessings without receiving the curses?
神也给他们指出脱离咒诅的路,
God also told them, revealed to them the path to do so.
只要他们按照神的话来活, 把神所咒诅的一些事物来离弃掉,
as long as they can live by the word of God, then the curses would be removed from them.
那他们在神面前就是一批配得祝福的人,
then they would be worthy of the blessings as they come before God.
神的心愿也就可以成全在这些人的身上,
and God's heart desire will be fulfilled in these people.
我们感谢神,
we thank our God.
他实在是永远愿意让人承受他的祝福,
God truly desires that a man would be blessed by His blessing.
他不愿意人接受咒诅,
He does not desire for man to be cursed.
就如新约里边的话说,
and just as the words in the New Testament tell us,
神愿意万人得救,
that He desires for all men to be saved.
他不愿意一个人沉沦,
He does not desire for even one to be lost.
从过去到现在到永远,
from the past to the present to the future,
神向着人的心都是这样,
this is God's heart towards His people.
他只愿意祝福,
He desires blessings.
不愿意咒诅,
He does not desire to rain out
curses. 但是人的愚昧常常逼着神, 不能不显明他的咒诅,
but the foolishness of man causes God to act such that He cannot help but to rain forth curses upon
them.
But in actuality, this is not the heart desire of God. Oh, that we would be able to
understand
His heart desire,
也就追求 活在神的祝福的里头,
and then to pursue to live under the heart desire of God,
远离神所咒诅的事,
to avoid the curses from God.
我想今天晚上我们教会就听到这,
we'll end our sharing this evening.
那么从这两个地方, 去到以巴路上,
now, from these two places to come to now Mount Ebal,
有一段的路程,
it requires for them to travel quite a distance.
那些地方还没有给以色列人攻下来的,
and the land that they travel was not land that the Israelites have already conquered.
还是在迦南人手里的,
it was still the land of the Canaanites.
因为你从后面的那个地图上你就可以看见他们大概的那个距离,
from the map in the back you can see somewhat, and you can tell somewhat of the idea of how long the distance is.
还没有攻下来的地方，你就跑到那个地方去做坛。
They were to go to build an altar, but they were to build it in a place that they had not yet even conquered.
这太冒险嘛。
How risky.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
这个是又是神的吩咐。
This also is the command of God.
那在生命记里边就说了。
In Deuteronomy, it tells you,
你们进到迦南地。
You are to enter into Canaan.
你们就要到以巴路山跟基利新山那里去宣告咒诅和宣告祝福。
You are to go to Mount Ebal and the Mount Gerizim to offer up
to declare
the blessings and the curses.
我听这个就是很，这是主的命令。
This is the command of the Lord.
他们已经踏到，已经进到迦南地了。
Now they have already entered Canaan.
他们已经拿下耶利哥，又拿下了爱城。
They have acquired Jericho and they have acquired Ai.
虽然迦南地还没有征服，
even though they have not yet dealt completely with the land of Canaan,
连这个要筑坛的地方也没有征服。
And they did not deal yet with the land, the people or the land where they are supposed to build the altar.
但是神既然是这样吩咐，我们就这样跟从。
But since God has declared this, then we just need to follow it.
那他们就这样去了。
And so then they went.
他们去到那里的时候。
And when they arrived,
那抬着约柜去的。
They brought the Ark of the Covenant.
那么到了那个地方。
And as they came to that place,
那么以色列人的长老、首领、官长
，all the elders, the officials of the Israelites and the judges,
不管是本地人或是寄居在哪里的
，whether it be the aliens or the citizens there,
他们都对着。这个约柜来站立。
They stood facing the Ark of the Covenant.
而他们的那个方向是那一边的人是对着以巴路山，另一批人是对着基利新山。
And their position was that half of the people stood facing Mount Ebal, and half of the people stood facing Mount Gerizim.
那然后那。约书亚就把摩西所写的律法就写在石头上。
And then Joshua inscribed the words of Moses upon the rocks.
那然后就宣告祝福和咒诅。
And then they spoke of the blessings and the curses.
那怎么宣告法呢？
How did they read this out?
我们要是回到那个生命记去，你就看到了。
When we come back to Deuteronomy, then we will see it.
主要是宣告那四条诫命。
Primarily, it is to list out the Ten Commandments.
那里宣有人宣告出来了。
And they would say that someone would declare this.
是祝福的。
This is a blessing.
百姓们就答应说阿们。
And then the entire people would respond and say Amen.
宣告是咒诅的。
And it was declared that this is a curse.
百姓们也同样的说阿们。
The entire people similarly would say Amen.
那这是律法上的话。
Now, in terms of the law,
那都写在那里的石头。
It was also inscribed onto the stone.
我们要记得一件事。
Now we need to take notice.
现在他们是已经站在迦南地了。
They already stand in the land of Canaan.
他们既然是站在迦南地。
And even though they stand in the land of Canaan.
也就是说他们开始承受迦南地了。
You could say that they have begun to attain the land of Canaan.
虽然那个时候他们还没有全得迦南。
Even though they have not yet completely conquered the land of Canaan.
但总有那么一天他们全把迦南拿过来。
But one day they will attain the entire land of Canaan.
但是神不是要他们去得迦南。
But God does not just want for them to acquire Canaan.
神是要他们永久保有迦南。
He wants for them to continuously maintain, permanently occupy and maintain Canaan.
那他们怎么可以永久的享有迦南？
How can they permanently occupy Canaan?
生命记那里就说了。
In Deuteronomy, it tells them,
你们必须谨守遵行我的律例那个诫命律例典章。
You must adamantly keep my laws, my statutes, and my ordinances.
神说这个话一再一再的说了好多遍。
God repeated these words again and again in many places.
神给他们也安排了好些个动作。
And God arranged for them to complete many tasks.
比方说他们额上要带着经文。
For example, they would have to have a headband on.
手上要带着经文。
They would have to have the law inscribed onto a band around their
他们的衣服上面也带着经文。
And the law would be also recorded onto their clothing.
那还有一件事情很重要的就是说他们在以巴路山上面来明确的把神的律法立在哪里。
And then one more thing that they were to do was that very clearly and specifically that upon the Mount Ebal that they are to clearly inscribe or to leave the law of God there.
这样一来以色列人就不能推却说我不知道神的律法。
Because after this then the Israelites have no excuse that they did not know God's law.
他们都知道。
Each of them know God's law.
那因此
And so,
神就让他们非常严肃的来接受一次的宣告。
God wanted allowed them to very seriously make this declaration.
目的乃是要叫他们很久的活在神的应许地。
The purpose being that they would then be able to permanently dwell in the promised land of God.
我们感谢主。
Thanks be to the Lord.
在这里两次提到这样的事。
That it is recorded twice here.
上个四节。
Verse
34. 约书亚将律法上诸符咒诅的话照着律法书上一切所写的都宣读了一遍。
That afterwards Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law.
那三十五节第一句末了的一句。
And then verse 35, once more it tells you.
但这是中文，英文我不知道是不是。摩西所吩咐的一切话，约书亚没有一句不宣读的。
That there was not a word of what Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly.
Oh, 这是把所有神的百姓都带到一个完全接受神的权柄的那一个事实的里头。
So that it brought the entire congregation of Israel to enter into, to submit under the authority of God.
很有意思。
Very meaningfully.
那宣读的时候是祝福和咒诅的话都宣读。
That include the women and that the words were read at a time that it was declared.
Including curse and
including the curses. At the time that the words were read, it included the blessing and the curses.
但是当他们宣告的时候呢?
But when they declared, make the declaration.
我看从要看看哪一个，三十三节。
Verse 33.
以色列众人，无论是本地人，是寄居的和长老。官长并审判官都站在约柜两旁，在抬约柜的抬耶和华约柜的祭司立位人面前，一半对着基利心山，一半对着以巴路山， 为以色列民祝福，正如耶和华仆人摩西先前所吩咐的。
We've just read verse 33, emphasizing where it says, when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel.
那宣告的是咒诅和祝福。
What was read, what was declared was the blessings and the curses.
但是实际做的是做神的祝福。
But what was instructed, given was the blessing of God to the people.
没有咒诅。
There was no curses.
稀奇吗？
你知道，
明明是要宣告咒诅和祝福。
Very clearly, it included blessings and curses in the law.
但是站在约柜的面前，神给他们所听见的是祝福。
But when they stood before the Ark of the Covenant, what they heard declared were just the blessings.
那这样整段的话，我们看起来。
And now from this.From the whole,
我们就看到神的那个心思。
That we are able to see the heart of God.
在神的心意里。
In God's heart desire.
他永远愿意把祝福给人。
He wholly desires to grant the blessings to the his people.
神永远不愿意看见咒诅在人中间发生。
He wholly disdain that curses would come upon his people.
但是神的心意是这样。
However, although God's heart was this way,
若是要这个神心意成就的话，
if his words are to become factual,
必须有人的 有人的配合。
If his desires were to become factual, it must require for man to work together with him.
那也就是说，那些人必须是要配得祝福的人。
It means then that the people of God must become worthy of the blessings.
但是怎么只能接受祝福，不接受咒诅呢？
So then how can you be worthy of the blessings without receiving the curses?
神也给他们指出脱离咒诅的路。
God also told them, revealed to them the path to do so.
只要他们按照神的话来活，把神所咒诅的一些事物来离弃掉。
As long as they can live by the word of God, then the curses would be removed from them.
那他们在神面前就是一批配得祝福的人。
Then they would be worthy of the blessings.As they come before God.
神的心愿也就可以成全在这些人的身上。
And God's heart desire will be fulfilled in these people.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
他实在是永远愿意让人承受他的祝福。
God truly desires that a man would be blessed by his blessing.
他不愿意人接受咒诅。
He does not desire for man to be cursed.
就如新约里边的话说，
And just as the words in the New Testament tell us,
神愿意万人得救，
that he desires for all men to be saved.
他不愿意一个人沉沦，
he does not desire for even one to be lost.
从过去到现在到永远，
from the past to the present to the future,
神向着人的心都是这样。
This is God's heart towards his people.
他只愿意祝福。
He desires blessings.
不愿意咒诅。
He does not desire to rain out curses.
但是人的愚昧常常逼着神，不能不显明他的咒诅。
But the foolishness of man causes God to act such that he cannot help but to rain forth curses upon him.
但神的心意实在不是这样。
But in actuality, this is not the heart desire of God.
我们巴不得能体会他的心意。
Oh, that we would be able to
understand
his heart desire.
也就追求活在神的祝福的里头。
And then to pursue to live under the heart desire of God.
远离神所咒诅的事。
To avoid the curses from God.
我想今天晚上我们。教父就听到这。
We'll end our sharing this evening.